as Mike Griffin calls it, NASA's new program is Apollo on steroids. Have you heard that phrase?
Yes, I have.
And what does that all mean, Apollo on steroids?
Well, this is where I have this is where my skepticism of the next generation replacement to the shuttle comes in. The Crew Exploration Vehicle, that's what Bush named it, is going to replace the shuttle. It'll be the American, it'll be how Americans will get into orbit in the next decade, and it's intended as an exploration vehicle to go to the moon and establish bases on the moon as a first step to exploring the solar system. NASA has described this vehicle is they want to go back to a Apollo type design. They want to go back to a larger capsule, much larger. It'll carry a larger size crew. It'll have a greater capacity. It will incorporate some of the knowledge they've learned in building modules in orbit, space station modules in orbit, so you'll have other stages that will go to other planets with it to provide supplies. But nonetheless, you're going back to older technologies. It will be a capsule. It will not be reusable. And so, therefore, the Apollo on steroids is a very apt description. He's making a bigger Apollo capsule. And I personally am disappointed by that because I like to take a step forward. And all the knowledge we've gained on the shuttle on how to build reusable crafts is technology that we could take advantage of now to build a better reusable craft that is more efficient and useful. And in fact, the Russians are doing that. Their replacements that they're trying to develop right now for the Soyuz is a reusable capsule. Reusable in that it'll be winged and it'll come down and land on a runway and it'll be reflyable and they'll have a fleet of them. And what they're doing is they're probably taking NASA's data is all public domain. They're not afraid to look at our information. They're very good engineers. They'll come up with their own stuff. But they're taking it the next step. They're learning from what we've done and going to go farther. And so I'm disappointed with Apollo and steroids personally. I would rather see something more advanced.